Blackstone Publishing presents The Queen's Gambit by Walter Tevis. This book is read by Amy Landon. For Eleonora. That the topless towers be burnt, and men recall that face. Move gently, if move you must, in this lonely place. She thinks, part woman, three parts a child, that nobody looks. Her feet practice a tinker shuffle, picked up on a street. Like a long-legged fly upon the stream, her mind moves upon silence. W.B. Yeats, Long-Legged Fly. 1. Beth learned of her mother's death from a woman with a clipboard. The next day, her picture appeared in the Herald Leader. The photograph, taken on the porch of the gray house on Maplewood Drive, showed Beth in a simple cotton frock. Even then, she was clearly plain. A legend under the picture read, "Orphaned by yesterday's pile-up on New Circle Road, Elizabeth Harmon surveys a troubled future. Elizabeth, 8, was left without family by the crash, which killed 2 and injured others." At home, alone at the time, Elizabeth learned of the accident shortly before the photo was taken. "She will be well looked after," authorities say. In the Methuen home in Mount Sterling, Kentucky, Beth was given a tranquilizer twice a day. So were all the other children, to even their dispositions. Beth's disposition was all right.